Proclamation number 8924 of 2nd of February, 1965. Spiritual knowledge should ignite love for God. The fact that the secrets of creation are revealed to you, as far as this is possible with your maturity of soul, is a sign of my great love of which I want to inform you, so that you learn to recognize me in my nature and likewise show me your love. It is indeed always only a partial knowledge, but which is also enough to let you ignite a hot love towards me, because when you know about all connections, when you know that always my unsurpassable wisdom has let everything come into being so, and when you know that all creations serve and have served you for the best. In a word, if I let you gain insight into my plan of salvation from eternity, then all your love must belong to me. And for this I desire. If you just once consider that the entire work of creation was only a work of my love and wisdom, which my omnipotence brought to completion, and that this whole work of creation only aimed at your becoming children of God, then nothing can find room in you apart from love. And you would sing praise and thanks to me if only you could grasp this great proof of my love, which, however, already presupposes your perfection. Nevertheless, I enlighten you about your beginning and your aim, because I want it that you slowly return again into that state in which you stood in the beginning, when all my love power radiated through you. You certainly only open a crack of your heart, into which I can let my love radiate, but also these few love rays are to cause that you always open yourselves further, that you no longer offer me the least resistance in the end, that you devote yourselves to me and demand nothing more than to receive my love ray continuously. And soon a bright light will shine in you. You will be introduced deeper and deeper into spiritual knowledge and always be allowed to be certain that you move in truth. And so I woo every man's love until he surrenders to me that he also opens himself to my love illumination. Because that is my aim, that I win the hearts that they give themselves to me voluntarily, because I do not use any compulsion. But if knowledge is now given to you which was still unknown to you, then you should see from it that only one can impart such knowledge to you. A being which itself knows about everything and which therefore instructs you itself. And you are to remember him in thankfulness and his infinite love towards you, and also draw the consequences out of that knowledge, i.e., fulfill what I demand of you to also be allowed to take part in the great gift of favor. And through the fulfillment of my demands you now form yourselves to love, which pushes towards me and makes me happy. In the beginning you also possess the light of knowledge, but which has now been lost to you through your fall into sin. But there is nothing more beautiful than that you again put yourselves into the state in which you stood in the beginning. And to this only belongs the change of your nature to love, and I woo for this love, and I will not stop to woo for it, because there is nothing more blessed for you than that you unite with me, what exactly requires a life and love. When now a picture is given to you about my rule and work in infinity, when you can conclude from everything about my unsurpassable wisdom, when you know that only love has determined me to this creation, then you can only love your God and Creator with all intimacy of your heart, because he proves to you that he is the most perfect being, which wants to be recognized by you as Father. Once I will indeed reach the aim that all my loved ones, creatures, show unlimited love towards me. But before the end of an Earth period, it is always a matter of concern for me that I spare the beings a repeated Earth walk through creation. And that is why I let them take note of that knowledge, which I can convey to them through servants devoted to me, and which is always only to testify to my love and wisdom to make it easy for them to believe in a most perfect God and Creator, who reveals Himself to them. For this reason alone I initiate people into my plan of salvation from eternity and give them knowledge which should truly convince them that it is like this and not otherwise. And this end is imminent and causes me to be unusually active, because I still court every soul whose love gives itself to me. Amen.